intellect and faith. Thank you for the brochures. I hope it will not be amiss for me to ask you about the practice itself. While I feel at home intellectually with the Maharishi's teaching, I have the greatest difficulty with the assertion stated often in different ways that the self cannot be objectified. On the one hand, I can see that an objectively perceived self is a contradiction in terms, requiring a second self to perceive the first. But on the other hand, how else can anything be known? What distinguishes an unknowable self from any other inferred thing, such as a magnetic field or mathematical abstraction or from an imaginary creator? If this were merely intellectual curiosity, I wouldn't bother you with it. However, it disrupts, in any case, my feeble attempts at inquiry. 5 minutes after sitting silently, it occurs to me that I can't get anything from the practice, otherwise I would be separated from the thing I get. Yet, if it is not possible to discover an objective self, I am simply left with this ordinary discursive mode of seeing things. I am really trapped. I am not seeking your opinion as to how to go about resolving the dilemma in theory. What I am asking is whether you could say something from your own experience that could point the way to resolving the difficulty in practice. What does pure subject mean, if anything? Is it awakening to a hitherto unknown sense? Or is it just an abstraction we invent to nicely round out our theory of the self? Perhaps at bottom, I am grasping for some evidence, even if only hearsay evidence from you, that there really is a self and it is not a fiction. Putting away speculation, are you able to confirm it by your direct experience? If this is too personal, I won't hold you to an answer. Regards, a seeker from Ontario, Canada. I can tell you that there really is a self and it is no fiction. All conscious beings know this, but all conscious beings do not wish to understand the essential nature of the self. The term pure subject means nothing to me. We can never get anything by meditation. We can only realize what we are and have always been. Understanding our experience comes only by practice. If there is no faith that the spiritual practice we are doing will be effective, we should stop doing it. If we still feel unfulfilled and cannot proceed, we must pray to God. If we have no faith in the existence of God and no faith in the effectiveness of spiritual practice, then we can simply turn away from this line of thinking and enjoy life in whatever way we believe will make us happy. Eventually, all will be humbled and made to realize the futility of the intellectual approach. The Maharishi has said, the door to realization is always open, but the entrance is low, and one must bend his head very low before entering. It is much better to realize the limitations of the intellect and humbly feel, Lord, I know nothing, please save me, than to pursue an answer to the many doubts that enter the mind. After all, It is the mind and its thoughts alone that wield the ever-present experience of truth. Editor.